Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Cardigan sets terms for a $350 million IPO that would value the cardiovascular biotech at approximately $1.3 billion. Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Rick Winningham on building the next generation of leaders behind the pipeline. And Jazz Pharmaceuticals reports that the Phase 3 Lagoon trial of Zepzelca failed to meet its primary endpoint of overall survival in second-line small cell lung cancer. Cardigan has announced terms for a $350 million initial public offering of 23.3 million shares, priced between $14 and $16, which would value the company at approximately $1.3 billion ahead of its planned NASDAQ listing under the ticker CARD. The company's three late-stage programs include danicamtiv, an oral cardiac myosin activator, licensed from BMS and MyoKardia, in a Phase 2b/3 adaptive trial for MYH7 and TTN-driven genetic dilated cardiomyopathy. Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Rick Winningham, CEO and director of Theravance Biopharma, and the Healthcare Businesswomen's Association's 2026 Honorable Mentor on how pharmaceutical leaders can build the next generation of talent deliberately, treating mentorship, sponsorship, and the intentional development of others not as a peripheral responsibility, but as a core leadership discipline with direct implications for pipeline success and organizational resilience. Winningham, who's more than four decades in biopharma span senior executive roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb and the full tenure of Theravance Biopharma since its 2014 spinoff, speaks from a track record of results. Finally, Jazz Pharmaceuticals reported today that the Phase 3 Lagoon trial, conducted by PharmaMar across more than 200 sites globally in 724 patients, failed to meet its primary endpoint of overall survival for Zepzelca as either monotherapy or in combination with irinotecan versus investigators' choice of topotecan or irinotecan in relapsed second-line metastatic small cell lung cancer. Median overall survival was 8.7 months for Zepzelca monotherapy and 10.9 months for the combination arm, compared to 10.7 months in the control. Jazz says the results do not affect Zepzelca's first-line maintenance approval, which rests on separate Phase 3 IM Forte data showing a 46% reduction in the risk of progression or death and a 27% reduction in the risk of death versus atezolizumab alone, and confirmed the Lagoon failure does not impact its 2026 financial guidance, while adding that it has shared the results with the FDA and will discuss next steps regarding the post-marketing requirements for the second-line accelerated approval. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.